Now, school is almost out for most of our teenagers next week, the ones not doing exams anyway. And what better way to celebrate than throwing yourself into the air repeatedly at speeds of up to 90 kilometres an hour in County Meath? Yes, Europe's largest intertwining roller coaster has been opened at Emerald Park this morning. The rides are known as Na Fianna Fáil, great name, and The Quest. There's another new ride called the Celtic Dreamer and a new 6.5 acre section of the park called Tierna an Óg. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Nabrary is at Emerald Park today. Tell us about the ride, Sam.
Well, Gavin, the sun is shining here in County Meath, and that might be because it's now home to Europe's largest intertwining roller coaster. It's part of three rides that were launched in Emerald Park in Ashbourne today, and it's been a 7-year project to create this whole new area, which is called Tierna an Óg. And the project was started by the late founder of the park, Raymond Coyle, before his death. Now, Emerald Park opened 14 years ago in 2010. It's been known for most of its life as Tato Park, but was rebranded in recent years. And the new Tierna an Óg area is the result of a €22 million investment, which they say is the largest single investment in tourism in at least the last 5 years in Ireland. It's created 60 jobs. Emerald Park employs 150 people already, full-time, and 600 seasonal staff in County Meath. And they say that this is the biggest moment in the park's development since it opened back in 2010.
Right, tell us about the rides.
Well, the people who are here today were invited guests to try it out, and they included 65 roller coaster enthusiasts all over Europe. And I didn't know until today that you could be a roller coaster enthusiast. But how you spotted them here today is they get on the rides with body cams already attached to them, and they create their own footage. And they were telling me that they put this up on YouTube and that there's lots of channels on which they can be followed. There was one woman, she was from Germany, who travelled here. She told me that she's been on 1,400 different roller coasters, but that this was a very good one in her opinion. And she spoke about the fact that this particular one, the Na Fianna Fáil he mentioned, has lots of airtime. Now, I had to ask what that meant, and she said it means that you basically feel like you're floating through the air for a good bit of it. The track is actually overhead. People are dangling from it, and it goes upside down on 5 times. It's very quick when you're watching it from inside. They seem to be gone in and come back out very quickly, but when you're watching it from outside, it seems like a bit longer. And my favourite reaction came from Mary, who came off the thing completely breathless and shaken from the knees upwards, and she was saying that was her first ever time on a roller coaster, and it was some way to debut on a roller coaster.
Sam, you watched from the distance that many of us will watch our teenagers from, that terrifying distance from the ground. Did it look scary?
It does look terrifying, which is exactly why I didn't go on it, Gavin. Na Fianna Fáil is the fastest of the roller coasters. It reaches a height of 32 metres, which is similar to the Cú Chulainn, which people who come to this park would be familiar with. It's 750 metres long, and it goes 90 kilometres an hour, and you can hear the screams as people are going by. It looks pretty terrifying, and I think most people are fairly shook after it. There is another one called The Quest, it's called, and this is what's intertwining with Na Fianna Fáil. It's described as a family roller coaster. It's a bit gentler, but it's still swinging back and forth in a way that I wasn't willing to try out today. But finally, there was the Celtic Dreamer, and I gave that a go just in the name of duty. It's essentially a terraplane, and even up at that height, it's fairly terrifying for me.
And you get to get great views of County Meath if you can keep your eyes open. Sam Nabrary, our Eastern correspondent, thank you for that.